I'm not going to try to be cool. You know, when they asked me to speak to the young people, I said, well, young people are people, aren't they? So you just speak to people. Well, if you're young, you get it. If you're old, you get it. And the Bible is for every age and at all times. However, in the few minutes that's allotted to me this evening, what I'd like to do is I'd like to try to tell the young people what they want. They say, well, how would you know? You're an old people. But I wasn't always an old people. I was once a young people. And I don't think times have changed that much. Many polls and surveys have been done to ask young people what they really want. Let me tell you, first of all, what they don't want. They don't want the cheap substitutes that the world offers for real life. They don't want the wild music and the parties and the movies and all. They don't. That's where they're looking. But they don't find it there. What they're looking for is reality. Real. Real stuff. Okay? Let me suggest for you the first thing. I'll just mention a few of these. But number one, young people today and young people in any day, they want something stable in life. Something that's rock solid, a standard that they can go by. The world is constantly changing today. That's one of the real problems. There's unrest in the world. There's unrest in our government. There's unrest in politics, economically, educationally. Kids go to school and spend $50,000 or $60,000 for an education and get a degree and then go work at McDonald's. It's crazy. Where they're going to, it's like, starting life with a broke foot. How are you going to ever pay that money back? Changing. The standards today are changing. Everything is confusing around us. What was sure at one time is not sure. People work for 20 or 30 years and the boss comes along and says, sorry, Frank, we don't need you anymore. That's it. Just walk away. Nothing to show for all of that. They are afraid, and rightfully so, wanting something stable. Number two, they want lasting relationships. All they see is shallow, conditional, emotional, physical, temporary relationships at best. 75% of teenagers in the United States, when polls said divorce is too easy. 74% of those who were in a divorce situation said their parents didn't try hard enough. Lasting relationships. They want an example to follow. Number three, someone to look up to, someone to pattern their life after, someone who's got it together. But when they look around, all they see are people desperately trying to convince themselves that they're happy. Young people today are smart. You can't fool them. Ask them if they're smart. They'll tell you they're smart. They see through the layers, through the fog. Parents and adults don't have it together either. Most adults just have disguised the emptiness of their life and filled it with busyness and materialism only to leave a trail of disaster behind. Young people want someone to care for them and love them as a person, not that they have to perform. Not that the love is conditional, just accept them for who they are. Many times they're just pushed aside, given things rather than love or time, treated insignificant or a bother. Number five, they want intimacy, close friendship, confidential relationships. They want to be able to share personal things. If you don't believe me, look how many hours they spend on cell phones and texting and Facebook, et cetera, et cetera. Number six, they want peace. They want peace with themselves. A lot of young people don't like themselves. They don't like the way they look. They don't like the shape of their body. They try to pattern themselves after Hollywood. Let me tell you something. Listen to me. Hollywood is phony. There's nothing real about Hollywood. They paint them up and they perfume them up and they fix them up. No matter how you turn them, they're all sexy and beautiful and everything. That is not real. Let me tell you that. Don't pattern your life after something like that. You'll waste your life. A lot of kids want heroes, and so they put all these movie stars and rock stars and athletes, and they're all basically drug addicts, immoral people. Why would you want to pattern your life after that? They don't like themselves. They want to have peace with their parents. Many young people can't talk to mom and dad. They go to the neighbor next door. They talk to another friend. They can't open up to their parents. They want peace with their parents. They want peace with their peers. They want peace with the world. They want peace with God. They just don't know how to find it. They're looking in the wrong places. They want the security of knowing that all is well. There's an identity crisis going on today. They talk about stealing identities, stealing your passports, and stealing your driver's license, and using them. Well, let me tell you something. There's an identity crisis, all right. Young people don't even know who they are. They're desperately trying to find out what life is all about. Really, what most youth want today and what they're looking for is really what everybody needs. A foundation for life. There's only one foundation. The Bible is very clear. That's Jesus Christ. Lasting relationship. You can't run him off. He'll never leave you or forsake you. You want a lasting relationship. An example to follow? There's nobody like the Savior. Every way you turn him, he's perfect. To be loved and appreciated, Jeremiah records that God said, I've loved you with an everlasting love. God showed his love. He demonstrated his love to us when he sent the Lord Jesus to die on the cross and take our place. Intimacy and close friends, openness, be yourself. The Bible says there's a friend that sticks closer than a brother, and his name is the Lord Jesus. Peace, knowing all is well. He's called the Prince of Peace. And if you have him in your heart, you can have peace on earth and with those around you. If this is what you want, let me warn you and let me tell you, it's actually very expensive. Matter of fact, it will cost you everything you have. It will cost you your life. You see, you know why there's nothing stable in this world? Sin has done that. You know why there's no lasting relationships, why they're shallow and conditional? Sin has done that. Do you know why examples are hard to find? Sin has done that. Do you know why we feel lonely and unloved? Sin has done that. Do you know why we can't find real peace? It's because we've all go our own independent way. The Bible puts it like this. All we like sheep have gone astray. Everyone has done his own thing. We're trying to find life, real life, abundant life, exciting life, thrilling life without God and without God's plan for our life. That's the reason we're so miserable. God knows our needs and he wants to meet those needs. God made you. He's got a schematic on you. He's got the blueprint. God has a plan for your life. He wants you to know that plan. He's got a wonderful life for you in spite of what the world says. The world dangles the carrots out there and the trinkets and the tinsel. Says, follow me. You follow the world, it'll lead you down the path to hell. You follow Jesus Christ, he'll save you. He'll keep you. He'll love you unconditionally. He'll give you a new life, an abundant life on earth, and he'll give you the guarantee of heaven. Now, you'd be a fool to turn that down. I don't care how young or how old you are. He wants you to know his plan. He wants you to be in his family. Someone said, if you could travel at the speed of light, 186,000 miles a second, you could circle the earth 7 times in less than 1 second. You would pass the moon in 2 seconds. You'd get to Mars in 4 minutes. You'd arrive at Pluto in 5 hours. You could be to the closest star in 4.3 years. You'd pass the entire Milky Way 100,000 light years. Then that would leave 100 billion more galaxies to see, and the next closest one of them is 2 million light years away. The one who created all of them wants you to join his family. You'd be a fool not to do that. If you have a Bible, let's open it to John's Gospel, chapter 1, and I'll close with one verse. John's Gospel, chapter 1. I'll begin reading in verse 11 and verse 12. He, the Lord Jesus, came to his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. A friend of mine who lived in Birmingham, Alabama, was in a crusade one night. They were preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. This is many years ago now. I'm assuming it's a little bit better in Birmingham, Alabama, but the black and white issue is still there. It was more distinct 30 years ago. There was a black man who stayed behind in that meeting and wanted to talk to one of the counselors about becoming a Christian. The counselor took him into one of the, they had it in a gymnasium, he took him into one of the changing rooms, which was their counseling room. There were other people there, there was a lot of people there, and he began to counsel him, began to try to talk to him about the Lord. This black man got angry. The white man who was counseling him suddenly realized there was only two of them left in that changing room in that gymnasium. This big, giant black man and him. And this black man was getting angrier and angrier. God don't love me, he says. White man looked down on me, spit on me. God doesn't love me. What do you tell me God loves me? If God loves me, why is my life like this? Well, this man tried to explain to him, no, 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 God loves everybody and we love everybody. No, you don't, he said. Did he walk by a window? There was some curtains and a Venetian blind on that window. He got so upset, he reached over and pulled them down, just ripped them right off the wall. And he turned around to him and said, you don't love me either, do you? This guy said, man, he got a little bit concerned about this. He tried everything. He could not calm him down. Finally, he decided, every time I get a chance, I'm just going to quote him a verse. And God, you're going to have to do the work. This man was ranting and raving. And when he took a breath, this guy said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And the guy ranted and raved. And on and on, and the temperature was getting hotter and hotter. And he took another breath, and he said, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not your own. It's the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. And it got hotter, and it got hotter. And then he said this, but as many as received him, except the black man, to them he gave the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. He said, where does it say that in the Bible? He said, right here, read it for yourself, verse 12. And so he read it. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. He said, it doesn't say except the black man. He said, that's right, sir. Even you. Even you. There's no exceptions here, folks. Before that man left that night, they both got on their knees. He told God that he was a sinner and he needed to be saved. And that night he became a Christian by believing in the Lord Jesus, by receiving him into his heart. And the man who told me the story said when he left, he called me Mister, not because I was white, trying to show some respect for his age and for the man who had just led him to Jesus Christ. He came to his own, but his own received him not. Will you receive him? He is all of the things you want. He is that love. He is that relationship. He is that foundation. He is that person who takes you just as you are. Would you take him just as he is? The Lord Jesus Christ, the only Savior of the world, who wants to come into your heart and change it and make it something beautiful and give you a life worth living for. I don't know any other invitation to give except to trust Christ, to receive Him into your life. I was trying to explain this to two little boys. They weren't getting it very well, so I took out my pen. And I said, look, I said, would you like this pen? This little boy said, yeah, sure. You know, kids will take anything, you know. Probably didn't want it. I said, would you like this pen? He said, sure. So I gave it to him. I said, whose pen is that? He said, that's your pen, Mr. Reese. I said, well, no, it's not mine. I said, I gave it to you. I said, whose is it? He said, it's mine. I said, yeah, it's a pretty good pen, too. Don't lose it, I said, you know. I said, how'd you get that pen? He said, I just took it. I said, but how did you get it? He said, you just gave it to me. I said, but how did you get it? He stuck. I said, did you just receive it? He said, that's all it is. I said, that's the way you trust Christ, son. You just receive Him. It's a gift. You can either say thank you or I don't want your gift. The Bible puts it like this. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Would you like the gift? You can't buy it. You can't earn it. You don't deserve it. But God would give you eternal life if you will admit you're the sinner and He's the Savior and just receive Him right now. In your heart. Let's pray. Father, would you please do what we cannot do? Look into a heart tonight, young or old, who is desperately looking for the real things of life and have only been shortchanged by the cheap substitutes the world offers. Would you be pleased to show that heart your Son, and all that He is, and all that He wants to be. And would you be pleased to encourage that heart to come into your family tonight through trusting your Son, the Lord Jesus. Lord, be to them all that they need. Perhaps one here this evening away from the Lord has a desire to come back but just doesn't know what to do. They just need to receive Him too. Just to admit that they've gone astray and just to admit that the Lord Jesus is the only answer to all of the troubles of life and just confess that to Him and trust His forgiveness and cleansing that they might be back on track for the Lord even this very hour. And so it is with these thoughts and scriptures that we commend every person, young and old, to the moving and to the working of the Spirit of God, that they may be encouraged, challenged, helped, or perhaps some soul even saved tonight by receiving Christ and entering into the family of God for Christ's sake. Amen.